Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I want to go to Billy as well. Billy, how you doing?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
I'm good, Billy. How's things today?
Not too bad now, thank God.
Are you having a good day or a bad day? Or a?
Oh, I haven't had a good day for the last 12 months.
Oh, why?
Well, a good night, yes, because I have you every night as my friend.
Ah, Billy, I'm delighted.
Yeah, I can't get to bed without listening to you. Oh, I really miss you at the weekends.
Oh, I'm really sorry, Billy. And I know sometimes we're not on and we have a repeat on if I'm on holidays.
I know. But you're still on. How on the repeat.
Oh, that's all
right. I presume the daytime program that you put on at night, and I don't listen during the day.
Okay.
Because I'd be asleep with my little doggy on my lap.
Oh, okay. And do you sleep a lot during the day?
Yeah, well, I'm on my own.
Oh, okay. And can I ask how old you are, Billy?
81 and a half.
81 and a half. That's what I'd expect to hear from a five-year-old. You even throw in the half.
I had to, yeah.
And when are you 82, Billy?
In April. Okay. April 9th.
And what's can I ask you a little bit about your life, if it's not personal?
No, go on. Were you
ever married?
Yes, I was. And I'm a widow.
Okay.
And when I was 41.
You were married when you were 41?
Yeah.
And then what happened? Did your wife pass away?
Yeah.
And when did she pass away?
In 81.
Okay, and I'm sorry to hear that.
And I've got four children, eight grandchildren and seven great-grandchildren.
And do you get to see them much?
I can't. They can't come over. But they used to come over, the whole army come over every year.
Okay.
But now, of course, we can't have them over.
And where are they? Are they living in Ireland or are they all?
No, they're in London. All in London. Yeah, I was over there for many, many years.
I detect the accent there, all right.
I did try and speak to you quite a few months ago, but I just lost my nerve and I had to come off.
All right, okay. And what's the dog's name, by the way?
Milo.
Oh, Milo. So it's just yourself and Milo there all day long?
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's gorgeous. Really, it's a little a cocker spaniel.
Okay, well, I can tell you now, dogs are truly man's best friend, aren't they? They really are.
I tell you, I've always had Alsatians, but I couldn't have one in Ireland. I did have one I brought back from London, but all the locals were terrified of it, so I had to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm. And what did you? I'm assuming you're not working anymore. What did you do when you were working? What were you?
I was a truck driver and a coach driver.
Okay.
And I used to have my own trucks as well.
And if I said to you, Billy, you can go back to any time in your life, any age in your life.
Mm-hmm.
What age would you pick?
I'd go back to April the 15th, 1961.
Okay, was that the day you got married?
Yeah.
I was guessing. And I'd say you could remember it like it was yesterday.
I know.
What was your wife's name?
Patricia.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Lovely woman, I would imagine. And I'm sure you made a lovely couple.
Well, we did, but unfortunately she took the wrong tablets.
She took the wrong what?
Tablets. She was suffering badly with depression.
Okay.
And she hid it from me for months.
Okay.
Because I used to be away and off along the road overnight.
Yeah.
And the children found the empty tablet box. And that's what happened.
Oh, my baby. That must have been awful for you.
The first time I've ever spoken about it, so it shows how much of a friend you are. Oh, on the radio at night.
Okay, yeah. Billy.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you still think about her every night and every day.
I'm not religious. I don't go to church, but I say my prayers every night.
Yeah.
And I say one for you because I know what you've been going through.
Oh, yeah.
I've been listening to you religiously. I say a little prayer for you.
Yeah, it's not easy. I'm going through a bit of a tough time. I'm not going to lie to you.
No, I've I kind of got underneath what you were saying, and I really feel sorry for you. And
yeah, well, look, I mean, I still come in and put on a brave face, Billy. That's that's what you kind of have to do, don't you, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and,
yeah.
And you know what, Billy? If it wasn't for work and talking to people like you, and I know people like you listen. And I know a lot of people listen, particularly the daytime show. We'd have a bigger audience, the daytime show. Yeah. And I know it keeps people entertained. That's what keeps me going, is that I get to talk to people like you.
That's good.
Because I love interesting people. And I'd say you've had a very interesting life, Billy.
Well, I did. Except when I was young, I was in one of those horrible schools.
Oh, were you?
I was, yeah. Okay. I was in there for...
Which one were you in?
I was down in Glennon County, Limerick.
Okay, the industrial school.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Horrible places.
Oh, I could only imagine, because I was in a Christian Brothers school, and I know what that was like.
Yeah,
so I could only imagine 30 years before that what an industrial school was like. I can imagine.
I don't know why they call them Christian Brothers.
Yeah, well, they were never Christian, I can tell you that much.
No, I failed to understand it.
Oh, they were horrible, evil swines.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, sure, I remember they used to bash us around the place, pull you by the ear, hang you. One of them actually grabbed me by the ankles one day and hung me out the window of the school, the second floor. If a teacher did that nowadays to a child, they'd be arrested.
Oh, God love you.
I know. I mean, they were mental. They were absolutely mad. But I think they're nearly all, I think the Christian Brothers are nearly all gone now. I think most of them are all dead.
Well, you never hear of them now, thank God.
No. I think
they were cruel. I mean, my fingers used to be black and blue from where they used to stand on them.
Oh, God.
Put my fingers down on a concrete ground and they'd stand on them to make sure I didn't move.
I can
laugh about it now, but at the time, of course, I couldn't.
No, I remember. Sure, I remember getting leathered a few times. They used to have the leather and a 50p piece sewn into the top of it. You know. And your hands on a cold morning, your hands would be numb from when they hit it. And you go over to the radiator to try and heat your hands up a little bit.
Yeah. But we didn't have that privilege.
No,
of
you didn't.
Nope.
Yeah, you wouldn't have had that in those days.
And before they went to bed every night, the so-called brothers, they'd go and open all the windows, winter and summer.
Yeah. Just to make your life a little bit more miserable.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And how do you pass your day, by the way, Billy? Do you get out up and down to the shops or what do you do?
No. I'm not allowed out. I'm not allowed.
You're not going out even without a mask on you. You're not going out at
all. No, because I've got COPD and I'm asthmatic.
Oh, okay. All right.
You can probably tell by the squeaky voice.
Yeah, well, I mean, take care of yourself.
I will do.
Is the most important thing, you know?
I had to ring up. I've tried so many times, but I've lost my nerve. But this time, young Aisling.
She's a lovely girl.
And my little granddaughter is gone. Over to the other station.
Oh, right, okay. Oh, well, she's gone to the dark side. She's gone to the dark side.
Yeah, she sounded just like my granddaughter. She's roughly the same age
as Helena, yeah. She's gone over to News Talk now. She's on News Talk Breakfast.
I believe.
Ah, well, look, best of luck to her.
That was lovely. And the little girls that's on there now, they're so sweet as well. Aisling.
And Sarah.
Yeah, and Sarah, yeah. Well, Sarah's...
She's new.
After my youngest daughter.
Yeah, Sarah's learning the ropes now. She's getting there, she's getting there.
Yeah. And you keep winding them up, you devil.
I know, but that's all part of the fun, isn't it?
I know.
We're like a little family, Billy. We're like a little family.
Yeah, that's good.
Billy, it's been lovely talking to you, and I hope you keep listening. And by the way, ring in. Don't worry about it. Ring in anytime you want, Billy, all right?
I will.
I'd love you to take part in some of the conversations. It'd be great.
Oh, no. I'd get lost starting and I'd get... Except
when... Oh, we're losing your line there. Billy, I'm losing your line there, but look, it was beautiful and wonderful to talk to you. You take care of yourself and stay safe, won't you, Billy?
All right.
All right. See you, Billy. Bye. Good night. Good night to you. Good night.